Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Di Liang. I'm from Michigan State University. Today I'm going to talk about soil ammonia oxidizing bacteria and ammonia oxidizing archaea response to management intensity and season. So nitrification is a major nitrogen cycling process leading to nitrous oxide emission and nitrate leaching. Soil ammonia oxidizing bacteria, AOB, and ammonia oxidizing archaea, AOA, are the two main nitrifying taxa. Previous research showed that both AOA and AOB are able to produce nitrous oxide from nitrification. So here from this ammonia oxidation equation, you can see nitrous oxide was released to the atmosphere during the oxidation from hydroxylamine to nitrite. And here from this slide, I'll refer to bacteria as AOB and archaea as AOA. There are many factors affecting soil nitrification. For example, management intensity. It affects soil nitrogen availability, soil moisture, and soil pH, which could regulate the relative contribution of AON and AOB to nitrification. Also, we know that soil temperature varies across seasons. Previous research showed that for AOB, the optimal temperature is normally below 30 Celsius degree, ranging from 20 to 30. But for AOA, we see a higher optimal temperature, ranging from 35 to 46. We even see even higher temperature for AOA, like 70 Celsius degree. So there is the question. It is unclear how AOA and AOB respond to agricultural land management intensity, soil temperature, and their interactions. So here we have three research questions. First, we are asking, what is the relative contribution of AOA and AOB to nitrification across ecosystems that vary in management intensity in terms of nitrate accumulation and N2O production? Second, is this relative contribution of each taxon affected by nitrogen fertilizer? And third, does the relative contribution of each taxon vary seasonally? So this research was conducted at Kellogg Biological Station, which was located in the southwest Michigan. It's one of the 28 LTR sites. KBS features 1,005 millimeter annual precipitation and about 50% as snow. The soil at KBS is alfalfa soils, well-drained loam. Here we selected five ecosystems along a management gradient, which include two annual crop systems and three perennial crop systems. The two annual crop systems include conventionally managed corn soybean wheat rotation and biologically managed corn soybean wheat rotation. So when we are doing this experiment, it happened to be a wheat year. So here we have conventional wheat and the biological wheat. Also worth noticing is, for biologically based treatment, is actually we have reduced fertilizer. Then we grow cover crop in the winter and kill in the spring so that it will produce organic matter in the growing season. We have also three perennial ecosystems, including poplar, early succession, and the deciduous forest. And for early succession and deciduous forest, the main plot, there's no fertilizer. But we do have two subplots receiving long-term fertilizations. So by saying long-term, actually the subplot in early succession and late succession of deciduous forest, it has been fertilized over 20 years. So we take soil samples three times during the year, including spring, summer, and winter. And then we did nitrification assay, which is a soil nitrification potential in the lab. And we did 24-hour aerobic incubation on the shaker table with unlimited substrate of ammonia. And we test nitrite, nitrate, and nitrous oxide at 2 and 24 hours and calculate accumulation during this 22-hour period. And to separate AOA from AOB, we use octane to inhibit AOB specifically. Here we did a octane gradient test, which shows that 4 micromole octane is sufficient to inhibit AOB in our soils. Okay, here's the result. First, let's look at the seasonal contribution of AOA and AOB to nitrate production. Here, I just want to show you the result of first of one season, then I will show you all three seasons altogether. So here, the y-axis is nitrification potential, and the x-axis are the five ecosystems. The star here indicate significantly different contribution from AOA and AOB. Here, as you can see, we see that significant higher contribution from AOB than AOA only in annual cropping system, and we don't see that in the perennial systems. Then we look at the fertilization effects in the subplot. We see that fertilization only enhances AOB in early succession, but not in deciduous forest. Here are the results of three seasons. So in general, as you can see, there is a very strong management effect. In general, annual cropping systems produce much more nitrate than perennial systems. And also, we see that in general, AOBs produce much more nitrate than AOA. Surprisingly, we didn't see a seasonal pattern. Actually, you can see that there are pretty consistent seasonal patterns regarding of AOA versus AOB's contribution. Now we look at the long-term fertilization effect. As you can see here, we saw that long-term fertilization enhances AOB only in early successional systems, but we didn't see that in deciduous forest. And then let's look at the seasonal contribution of AOA and AOB to nitrous oxide. Again, I want to show you the results of one season first, and then we'll show you all three seasons altogether. So here you can see that similar to the nitrate graph, you see that in general, AOB produce more N2O than AOA significantly, but only in annual cropping systems. We didn't see that in the perennial systems. And then when we look at the long-term fertilization effects, here we just didn't see any fertilization effects in terms of N2O. But keep in mind, this is only one season. Okay, now let's look at three seasons altogether here. And similar to what we have seen before for the nitrate, we also see a very strong management effect where annual crop produce much more nitrous oxide than perennial systems. And also we see that AOB produce more N2O than AOA. Also, we don't see a very strong seasonal pattern here. Now let's look at the long-term fertilization effects. Here, although we didn't see the fertilization effect in summer for early succession, but we did see the long-term fertilization enhance AOB's contribution to nitrous oxide production in early succession, but we didn't see any fertilization effects in the deciduous forest. Now here comes to the conclusions. So let's look at our questions first. So at the beginning, the questions we were asking are, what is the relative contribution of AOA and AOB to nitrification in terms of nitrate accumulation, nitrous oxide production? And second, we were asking, is this relative contribution affected by nitrogen fertilizer? So here, our conclusion is, so AOB were the major contributor to N2O emission and nitrate accumulation in annual cropping system. However, for perennial system, unfertilized perennial system, we see that the contributions were equal. But for fertilized perennial systems, we see that relative AOB contributions were enhanced only in early succession system, but not in the deciduous forest. And the third question we're asking is, does this relative contribution of each taxon vary seasonally? Here, our conclusion is, in general, there are no seasonal difference in the relative contribution of AOA and AOB to nitrate and or N2O production. And with that, we would like to thank the support from NISF, DOE, GLBRC, KBS LTER, and Michigan and MSU AG Bio Research. And I'm happy to take questions. Yeah, that's actually a very good question. So the pH in our soil, in general, we see the lowest pH in our forest soil, which is around 4.8 or 5. But in our annual cropping system, the pH is around 6. And for our early succession, it's actually the pH around 7. Actually, some research before showed that the lower pH kind of inhibit AOB, so which is partially, we believe, what happened to our deciduous forest system. Because of the low pH, which inhibit AOB, so we don't see the very difference between AO and AOB, so that's what we really suspect. I think for both conventional and biologically, they were both killed. The method for tillage is